The nation's governors are wrapping up their 102nd annual convention in Boston today. Have you ever been to
really
one of these?
Happy meeting, I'm sure.
Have you ever had to cover one of these?
Yes.
I mean, that's generally glad-handing, schmoozing. They go to the occasional little meetings. They stay for, 10 minutes of them while they look at their Blackberries, and then they go off to have coffee with their fellow governor from the neighboring state, right? But not this year. Not this year. That's because it is not happy at the governor's convention, is it, Bob Henley?
No, it's not. There. Go ahead.
Bob Henley is a reporter with WNYC, and you've been watching the growing massive black hole that is state budgets all across the nation.
Red hole.
That's right. It is a red hole.
Right.
So first of all, let's talk about the debts that nations share. What are the debts that most states have in common?
Well, what's happened is the federal government runs a huge budget deficit, but that's okay. They've got a printing press in the basement and they make money. But for years, states have been borrowing billions to cover annual shortfalls or build infrastructure, and it's adding up in an historic scale. So they use debt like the federal government uses their printing press. Now, what happens is they borrow against things like, say, they're going to get a huge national tobacco settlement. We know about that. So some bond council and some state capital says, hey, listen, I can give you some money now if you come up with a bond structure. And invariably, there's campaign contributions involved. We shouldn't be surprised. And so over time, there's been this proliferation of borrowing, and it's not even operational borrowing because they're $140 billion in debt potentially this coming year just to cover their operations. This is stuff that's stashed to the side. And then we have something called the shadow world of independent utilities and authorities.
Like public utility districts.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
Big
now,
in the West. They're big in the South.
Over the last, in this post-Second World War era, we're going to shrink government. So they move it off the balance sheet to the independent utilities and authorities.
During
the Depression, there were like 3,000 of these independent fire districts, parking authority, housing authority, improvement authority, economic development authority. Now there's 13,000, and all of them are borrowing.
Wow.
They were a good idea. But all of them borrowing at once is maybe not a good idea. When we talk about sovereign debt in places like Greece and Europe, it's a bigger problem maybe even here, certainly in numbers.
Well, and the thing is accountability. Most taxpayers have no idea that these things exist. And often, even the people who are buying the bonds aren't aware because the government entities or quasi-independent governmental entities don't have to have the same transparency of publicly traded corporations.
But we're also seeing this play out in terms of people, the way employees of states and all the people who are employed by states not only get paid themselves. I mean, Schwarzenegger obviously moved a lot of employees there to minimum wage, but then their pensions as well. They're buying.
Well, we're getting into the basic social contract. Back in the day, public workforce was historically paid below what the private sector was. And the idea was you're not going to make a lot of money, but you're going to have job security. So you're not going to be part of the cycle of the boom and bust of the marketplace in terms of recessions. But over time, unions, to their credit, got a real a beachhead in the public sector. So public workers are doing much better, actually, than private sector workers at this point. And so now there's a movement by states who are trying to cut their long-term liability. I think the GAO says there's some $500 billion in long-term, listen to this, just the unfunded health care for retirees. So this is a big number. Now they're
Who's got that headache?
This is the
state. Who's got that headache? Bob Henley, meet Dan Miller, city controller for Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Now you are living this issue that Bob Henley talked about right here, facing very, very unfavorable options based on the liabilities, the pension liabilities in the city of Harrisburg, and the options for dealing with them in the financial markets. Right, Dan?
Well, actually, it's not the pension ones. We have it is the debt you just the unfunded health care insurance for our workers. That is unfunded. We do have our pension funded, although I'm not saying that that's not going to be a problem somewhere down the road. In addition, we have a very large authority debt. That's really the crux of our problem right now.
Well, Dan, I mean, Bob says that, public sector workers are fundamentally unionized in many places around the country and that has worked to their benefit. Are you looking in Harrisburg at the beginning of a real need, financially speaking, to do a rollback here for workers in terms of their unfunded health care liabilities and the possibly unfunded pension liabilities?
Well, what we're looking at is paying our debt on borrowed bonds and notes right now. And in order to do that, I think some of the consequences may be that our budget gets scaled back, which the most of our budget is personnel, wages, and benefits for our workers.
And you could file Chapter 9 bankruptcy, right?
That is, I think, a distinct possibility for our city in the coming months.
So what's happening is debt service and these pension costs are going to squeeze out other critical things like having policemen on the beat and firefighters to answer alarms, potentially.
Isn't the state supposed to be able to help you, Dan Miller?
Well, you know, the state's having its own troubles, so they've basically said that there's not much help for us from them.
So you kind of prefer to go it alone in Chapter 9?
Well, I don't know if I say go it alone, but Chapter 9 actually is a tool that helps municipalities that are in serious trouble. And it allows us to make some major fundamental changes and get a clean start that actually can then launch us forward, which I think would be positive for our city.
Dan Miller, city controller for Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We'll send you back to your grim set of options there, but thanks so much for being with us this morning. Bob Henley, finally before we go, is this a glimpse of the future for municipalities around the country?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a renegotiation of the social contract and also the need to revisit how we govern ourselves from Main Street to State Street. John, it's unavoidable.
Wow.
This comes at the same time we have this headline about people's credit scores, people's dropping below 600.
I wonder if my credit score is better than the city of Harrisburg right now, although I'm sure their credit score is fine. It's just they're looking at a grim future.
Yeah.
Bob Henley, WNYC reporter, following the sovereign debt issues in the states and localities around the country. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
All day we're asking about unfinished business, and you could say debt is one of them. We're asking you, what about unfinished business in your life? Is cleaning up your credit score one of them? Have you tried, avoided a responsibility that's really making you pay for it now? Tell us your stories of unfinished business at 8778-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.